Get ready for Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by TruPrep. For all your prepping needs, visit TruPrep online at truprep.com or visit a TruPrep store in Roswell or Marietta. Listen in as Doug and Amy provide helpful tips on how to get ready for anything that comes your way. And now, your hosts, Doug and Amy.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Ready Radio. I'm Doug. I'm here in studio with Amy, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about who we are, what we've been doing over the last few weeks, what the radio show is about, some gift-giving ideas, and the importance of small business in the community. I think that that'll give us a good overview of things that are coming up with this holiday season and how we're supposed to be ready not only for disasters and emergencies, but just for Christmas, which is right around the corner.
Yeah, and Doug, if we have any new listeners today, I just wanted to let them know that Ready Radio, really what we focus on is emergency preparedness, getting ready, and we've had some really great shows that we've talked, that we have done in the past, and some of those, the first one that we did was we talked about just basically an introduction to emergency preparedness.
And that was our Halloween show.
Yeah, I think it was. And we talked about the zombies and that was a lot of fun.
Our introductory show when we started off with zombies, which I'm sure frightened off a lot of people. But
no, I think what frightened off a lot of people is when you came in the studio dressed as a zombie, and that was pretty disgusting, by the way.
I was just in character for the zombie
and
festival.
You did a great job. Yeah. The a couple of the other shows that we had a lot of fun doing were the next one we talked about were the EMPs. And basically the electric magnetic pulse and what they are and what you could do to prepare for things like that.
And that was a great topic, too. I mean, there was so much information there, and we had so much we had to just kind of trudge through. But it's such an information-dense topic, and there's so much misinformation out there that it really was important for a lot of people to be able to hear not only what is the potential problems, but different solutions.
That's right, and I'm very excited to hear that TruPrep, along with some of the classes that they're putting together real soon, is one of them. One of the classes would be on the EMP, so I'm very excited about that
class. That's going to be great, so that there's more information available and to get rid of some of the disinformation that's there.
Yeah, there you go. Some of the other shows that we've done, we talked about how to prepare for hurricanes, tropical storms, the typhoons. That... a lot of good information there. We moved on from there to talk about storm shelters, safe rooms, security bunkers. We actually had a special guest on that one.
Yeah, Shelley was fantastic.
She
gave us some great information. She was just fun to have in studio. I really like it when we have special guests with us because it helps us to not only have more information from an expert, but it also keeps things a little lighter.
Yeah, you're right. And our last show that we did, we had a guest speaker for that one also, and he was fantastic.
A friend
of yours, right?
Yeah. Matt Podowitz is a good friend of mine, and he has a real heart for community activism. He really cares about children, and he's made it a mission in his life to see that children are better educated about firearms.
Yeah, he did an excellent job. I would love to see. Now, he's going to be coming to TruPrep also to do a couple classes, isn't he?
Yeah, I introduced him to the owners of TruPrep in order to try to facilitate that, because the more people who learn about how to teach children about gun safety, the better off the entire world is, really.
Yeah, and there's some good links also that we put up on our website, the readyradio.net. There was one of the other past shows that I wanted to mention, and we talked about Thanksgiving and traditions, and... So that was always a lot of fun.
It's always good to be able to touch base, not only with what you're doing to get ready for the future, but the way things have been in the past. You know, those holiday traditions really are a touchstone where we remember the way that our ancestors lived and the way that our parents and grandparents celebrated. And that's something going into the future that we need to keep and keep these traditions alive.
Yeah. If any of our listeners were interested in any of those topics, they can actually go and listen to our past broadcast at readyradio.net. There's a place that you can go. And even if there's something that you think there's a topic that maybe a friend or a family might be interested in, that's something that you could actually just forward on to them. And actually on the site also, there's a place that you can join the mailing list too.
That's right. And, you know, I figure you're probably on a list somewhere already. Why not be on our mailing list too?
There you go. Good stuff, yeah. I know that TruPrep puts a lot of good stuff out there.
Yes, they do. They're really hardworking. And that kind of brings us around to today's topic. I want to talk a little bit about the gift buying guide that they've put together, and I want to talk a little bit about small businesses and how important it is to have small businesses and to patronize small businesses. But coming up in our second segment today, we're going to have the owners of True Prep in studio, who are going to discuss why they got into prepping and why they decided to open this chain of stores. They now have three locations, not only Marietta and Roswell, but a new Jasper location. Which have you been up there, Amy?
I have. I was very curious. Had to go up there and check it out myself. Absolutely.
So what's it like?
It's pretty neat. It's a little town square that True Prep has merged into. The building's really neat. It's like a 100-year-old building with old wooden floors and just a hometown kind of a feel.
I heard that the True Prep store is opened up in the Protective Structure showroom. Is that right?
Yes. Protective Structures, actually, that's the company that Shelley Hill, when she came and spoke on one of our shows, that's their company. And they had this big, beautiful store front, and they just really didn't need that much space. And so they've invited True Prep to come in and bring their retail store to utilize that and really just kind of combine the two companies under one roof.
Well, that's a great opportunity for all of our listeners, because not only then do they have the products and knowledge that True Prep provides, but they have a showroom where they can see all of the Protective Structures product line. So you can see the in-ground, you can see the above-ground, you can see the in-home installations right there, get a feel for what they're like and what they look like, as well as being able to pick up your long-term storage food, bottled water supplies, and medical kits.
Yes, they have, there's a basement, and you just go down the stairs, and they have all of the different structures that they have on display, and it's pretty neat because you can walk through them, and I was given a tour and got to walk through the shelters, and it was pretty interesting.
Before the show, Joey, one of the owners at True Prep, was telling me that they took the deuce and a half up there full of supplies and parked it right in the middle of Main Street and started unloading it. I bet that caught a lot of attention. I'll be sure to ask him about that when we get them in here in a few minutes. But it's really exciting to see all of the changes that are taking place in the preparedness community. I mean, here in North Georgia, there was a time, just 5 years ago, when if you wanted anything, you had to go to Amazon or you had to go to Walmart and REI and maybe six or seven other stores to collect the little pieces you needed in order to have everything you wanted for, a get-home bag or to have in your pantry. But now you have a one-stop location you can go to, and this really is the vision of really just two men who came together and decided that this was something that the community needed.
And the nice thing about walking into True Prep is the knowledgeable staff. So, not only if you're looking on Amazon and digging through for all these different items, the neat thing about walking into a brick-and-mortar store is you can look and see and feel and touch and ask, which is really, really awesome. Because if you see Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers, you may not know what they are or how they work. And that's the nice thing about the staff.
As opposed to like the staff at Walmart, who's mainly trained on how to evade and get back to the break room.
Sure, little difference there.
Have you had a chance to look at the True Prep gift buying guide that they put up over the weekend?
Well, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, Amy.
Well, Doug, first let me ask you, have you started your Christmas shopping?
I have indeed started my Christmas shopping. I got my wife a Kershaw knife from True Prep, actually, mm-hmm. and that she had been asking for. I am not a knife person, but mm-hmm. she is. So I found one that was an exceptional value there and made her very happy, made in the USA. This may sound corny, but my kids have actually been asking for paracord, which I also picked up over at True Prep. I have and if my children are listening, please turn the radio off right now. I picked up a whole bunch of Lego minifigures.
Oh.
For my son, and I got my daughter a Doc McStuffins doll and playset, and then for the family, we picked up a large TV so that we can all watch things in high definition now.
Wow. Well, you are on the ball, Doug. I'm impressed.
I try. It's always good to be prepared, Amy.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, I am not doing that. I'm usually much more ahead of the game than I am this year. Oh my gosh, I think it's just the busyness that I don't know. Maybe it's a woman thing. I'm not really sure. Well, no, I take that back. Usually we women are more on the ball when it comes to just the whole gift buying. And
there's
and,
less than 2 weeks until Christmas Day.
Oh, my
Day.
Gosh, don't say that.
It's true. Oh, it's no. creeping up on you.
Yeah, it yeah. is. Yeah, well, in kind of digging around on the website and seeing the gift giving guide or gift buying guide, there were some really good suggestions that a lot of the employees put, you know, some of their top picks on there. And the prices are on there, the little description of why it's a great idea. There's some great stocking stuffers, too, that I found.
I know that the owners at True Prep had asked us for some recommendations. I saw that they had put your recommendations on and mine. Mine I tried to do in iambic pentameter so that they're all rhyming and having some fun with it. But it looks like we are coming up towards a commercial break. Folks, I hope that you're enjoying our segment. We're going to be right back in a few minutes with Matthew and Joy from True Prep to discuss how True Prep got started. You are listening to Ready Radio, sponsored by True Prep, the emergency preparedness store on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now, back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. And today, we wanted to bring you some special guests. We are sponsored by True Prep, an emergency preparedness retail store. Brick and mortar, it's awesome. You could go inside and they have everything you need for emergency preparedness. And for today, we brought some special guests with us. We brought the owners of True Prep. We brought in Joey Smith and Matthew Deloach. And Doug, will you help me in welcoming them?
Absolutely.
Yay.
Guys.
We don't have a clap button, so we had to do it.
Thank you so much for coming and being with us in studio. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good today, Doug and Amy. Thank you so much for letting us come and be part of your show.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys.
Well,
yeah.
It's always a pleasure to have our keynote sponsors on the show, that's for sure. Guys, one of the main reasons I asked you to come here today is I want to get a feel for why True Prep really exists. When did, and I heard some rumors that, you know, back when Matthew was a young man around the Christmas tree on early Christmas mornings, he had visions of Berkey's dancing in his head and has always dreamed of having an Army Navy style store. Is that true, or was this something a little bit more of a spur of the moment deal?
Probably both. The Army Navy store thoughts from childhood is not that far off from the truth. We weren't doing anything to make that happen, but that's the kind of thing that I think both Joey and I have always been interested in, you know, from childhood, whether it's, you know, hunting and fishing and camping and Boy Scouts and things like that. So, I mean, that type of thing has always been an interest, I think, to both of us. But it wasn't something that we set out to do and said, hey, let's open a store from the get-go. So the answer is both. It something kind of turned us on to it later on in life that got us going.
So you two have a background in information technology, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And you got into the prepping business because of your passion, not only for being prepared, but because you wanted to see something more than just your standard business, what it was giving you. Is that fair to say?
Sure. I mean, we had a successful business doing IT, and we still have a successful business doing IT services. So, I mean, this is not about just a way to make money, because if we wanted to make money, we could actually probably make more money through our IT business if it really came down to it. So, you know, it's not about trying to make money necessarily, although every business wants to make money. You got to have money to have employees and stores and all that kind of stuff. But if we wanted to make money, we'd probably still be doing IT stuff exclusively. So this is more of a passion, more of something that we enjoy. It feels a lot less like work than our IT stuff does. I mean, the IT stuff feels like work. Doing stuff with True Prep doesn't feel like work. It's more of a hobby. It's fun, you know, but we take it seriously, but it's more like a hobby in that we enjoy it, you know, so it's not like the 9-to-5 grind like, you know, some other jobs.
Well, as the old saying goes, Matthew, if you enjoy your job, then you never really work a day in your life.
Very true.
Is that how you feel, Joey? I mean, what got you interested in prepping?
Well, I kind of like Matthew. I mean, we both grew up in South Georgia, so, you know, we weren't really what you would consider city folk, I guess. You know, we grew up in the country, you know, didn't have many neighbors. I was in Boy Scouts as a kid, and, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that was instilled in me from the beginning is, you know, you should always be responsible for your own, you know, and that mean whether that means taking care of being prepared for a storm or, you know, making sure that you can fix your car if you have a breakdown. I mean, it's just kind of something that's been instilled in us, and we grew up that way. So, it, like Matthew said, it's not, we don't really consider it work. It's something we really feel passionate about, and we really are happy to spread, you know, emergency preparedness and making that available to more people in the community.
Coming from a rural background, I'm sure that your families had gardens, perhaps even small farms, that you were involved in canning and pickling and all of those kind of homesteading activities, which have really become a cornerstone of the True Prep brand.
That's absolutely right. It seemed like all the time my family never sat still. My dad had the biggest garden in anywhere around. You know, you'd almost think we had a small farm, but it was just a garden we provided for ourselves. We provided for the community, people around, all of our neighbors. Never went for want. He was very proud of his gardening, still is very proud of his gardening. And my mom was constantly putting things up in the freezer, canning. She was a stay-at-home mom, but she never sat still. I mean, she was always working on something, and she wasn't afraid to try new things. She was always, whether it was jam, you know, canning, you know, trying experiments with different vegetables. My dad, he would always, he liked trying different plants. And I remember one day, he actually made a cane grinder and planted his own cane and made his own cane juice, sugar cane juice. I'll never forget that. So he was always kind of just doing something a little bit different.
It's interesting you mentioned how hard your mother worked, even as a stay-at-home mom. Another phrase that comes to mind is that a man works from dawn till dusk, but a woman's work is never done.
I would like to second that.
thank you, Amy. Yeah.
You know, and I'll actually say I've never published it or actually never shown it to anybody, but I actually wrote a blog post about mothers and about how moms are actually the original preppers. And I use my mother as an example, and that is she always had, I mean, she had a tube of Neosporin. She had Band-Aids. She had everything. No matter what it was, she had it in her pocketbook. She was always prepared. And to me, moms, not just my mom, but moms, I think, are the original preppers. And that's probably what turned me on to the original concept at a young age was, you know, if you have a need, and if you don't have that, well, you're going to be in a lot worse situation than if you go, well, hey, guess what? I've got some bandages, and I've got Neosporin, and I've got something to antiseptic to clean that out, because Lord knows I had enough cuts and holes and scrapes as a kid. So, I mean, that was where I think for a lot of people it starts, is prepping starts with the mom, you know, and dads are, you know, from the things like gardening and hunting and food and things like that.
A travel kit.
But the mom, to me, mom always has to be prepared for. Even in my family, when we go out with the kids and we go, oh, I forgot to bring whatever. And my wife's like, well, I've got one. You know, whether it's diapers or just whatever, she's already thought of it. A lot of things when I might have a knife and food and water and a gun and everything else in my bug out bag. But she's the one who goes, okay, well, I've got diapers, and I've got wipes, and I've got food, and I've got an extra drink, and I've got them. Like, oh, yeah, thanks for bringing all that. I didn't think about that stuff.
Those all the extra little rubber things that go into the sippy cups that get lost or crack.
So, you know, so that to me started for me as well. And looking at seeing my mom having stuff, I'll tell you, I'm also a kind of a pack rat, and I'm also thrifty. And so I see these things and I go, oh, don't throw that away. I can use that for blank.
For everybody at home who can't see, Joey just gave a huge smile and a bunch of nods at the word pack rat. A
couple thumbs up there too, I saw.
But yeah. That's where prepping started for a lot of people is I think, oh, well, I'm not going to throw that away. I may need that one day, you know, because I may have I was thinking this morning about coat hangers as I was putting my coat hangers up in my closet. How many times? Several. I've used coat hangers to string up a muffler that had fallen off of my car. Because I have one, and Joey's probably done the same thing.
Exactly.
I've done that several times because I held on to those things and had them. So it's not a huge step to go from hanging on to things like coat hangers and things like that to, well, you know what? I'll actually go out and buy a product that's meant to do this, you know, whether it's a water filter or, you know, dehydrated food or whatever it is, to go from, hey, I'm just going to make stuff, you know, and MacGyver it, to, hey, I can actually buy products that are meant to this, to do this, and they do a better job, you know, rather than me saving, you know, packets of salt and whatever it is that I got from a restaurant, you know, that I don't want to throw away, or cookies or whatever. Okay, I'm going to just save this stuff. Guess what? There's actually products that are sold that will last for 5 to 25 years instead of me getting the extra crackers and not throwing them away and putting them in my bug out bag, you know.
You know, it doesn't take long listening to you two talk to realize that this really is a passion for you guys. But let's talk a little bit about how Troop Prep got started. You said that, you know, you have your successful IT business. Where did Troop Prep come from?
Well, we have our IT business, as you know. We actually... you know, through our IT business, we make a lot of contacts and we meet new people and every single day. We had someone actually approach us who wanted to start a business, and they wanted to start what they called a preparedness business or a survival store. And we thought, well, this is an excellent idea. I said, you know, and so they wanted us to help them get it started and, you know, get their e-commerce off the ground, get all their servers and their infrastructure. I mean, that's something we specialize in with iTech, is getting small businesses started and getting them up off the ground so, you know, they can grow. And we were with them for, you know, supporting them for about a year. After about a year of doing that, they decided they really didn't want to do it and wanted to get out of it. So they approached us and said, hey, we're going to be getting rid of the business. We just want to let you guys know we're going to be selling. And we told them, said, well, would you be interested in selling to us? Because it's something that Matthew and I, you know, throughout the whole time they were doing this, it was a business that we were thinking, wow, I wish we'd have thought of this.
And looking at it and go, you know, I wish they'd do it this way. You know, sure. I wish they weren't carrying $300 lightweight backpacks that you would go hiking in the mountains. I'm like, why are you carrying that? I wish you were carrying more practical stuff that has a broader appeal and more homesteading products. So that we had a lot of different ideas.
So when the opportunity presented itself, we jumped at it and, you know, changed the name to True Prep and kind of changed the focus a little bit more to a very preparedness-centric focus and you know, now we're where we are today.
Awesome. Well, we are coming up on a commercial break. We're going to take a little break. Don't go anywhere. And I want to find out when we come back what the wives thought. So we'll come back and talk about that in just a minute.
And now back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy, and we have our guests in today who have been telling us some really great stories. We've really been enjoying hearing the stories of how they've gotten started up. And if you're listening as we took our break, we were just going to ask, as Joey and Matthew decided to venture into this new business of emergency preparedness, when we were talking about the women earlier and just kind of what we know that their family men, sort of what their wives thought as they decided to kind of go on this new adventure. So Joey, was your wife on board initially?
Well, Amy, as you know, I've got a wife. I am married. This January will be 10 wonderful years.
Congratulations.
And I've got two kids. And so being that, you know, I've been self-employed through iTech for... When did we start iTech, Matthew?
2002, I think.
So a little over 10 years now. So around time I started iTech and then got married. So she's been through that whole journey with me. And I think she was a little bit worried because we were already very busy with iTech and things were crazy as they were already. And she saw a little of me already. So I think she was concerned that it would take away from, you know, family life and I wouldn't be able to spend as much time at home. So she was okay with it as long as we promised to structure it in such a way that we weren't doing the day-to-day operations of True Prep.
Oh, gotcha. So was she on board as far as like the whole emergency preparedness? Does she kind of see a need for that? Or was she kind of new to the whole?
I wouldn't exactly call her a prepper. Mm-hmm. Like Matthew said, he hit it dead on when he talked about women are the original preppers. When we go anywhere, now that we have kids, there are no less than 3 bags packed to the gill with everything you can imagine that you could need for a week-long adventure, whether we're just going down the street or, you know, going away on a 3-day weekend. So from that perspective, she is a prepper, but I don't think she wasn't really a prepper when we first started. Now that she's been immersed in it a little bit, she's definitely sees the need that we, you know, need to be prepared. And she said, well, you've got all this stuff at the store. What are we doing? You know, he wants to make sure that we're prepared and I, you know, have to assure that we're taken care of.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because being submersed in this, like I am, one thing that I was really sort of surprised to see was a lot of the men were more, I guess if you want to give them a label of a prepper. There's a lot of people out there who are, I would consider to be preppers. They wouldn't necessarily label themselves as preppers. But in that aspect, just a lot more men that I would see than women who would consider themselves to be preppers. As far as like putting up a certain amount of food for a certain amount of time, or having water filtration, or you know, different ways of cooking. I mean, of course, we women are natural preppers when it comes to our purses, and it's just, you know, if you come to my house, you're going to get fed. You know, that's just, you know, how I am, and I know that's how a lot of the women are. But one of the things I have definitely noticed in the past couple of years that a lot more women really are coming out and saying, you know, I really do see a need for this, and are becoming a lot more on board.
I think that that's a really good point. And I think that it's because of initiatives like what True Prep is doing through their homesteading projects and other things that are more friendly, no matter what background you come from, that people can ease into being prepared for every situation. If you start off looking for, I mean, you want some canning goods. You know, you go to Walmart and they have 2 or 3 different types of jars. You find out True Prep has 7 or 8. You go over there to pick up the jars you wanted. Then you see that they also have the fruit pectins, and they have the, you know, long-term storage with Mylar bags. And you ask, what in the world are Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers for? Next thing you know, you're talking about canned goods, and you're talking about having a bag to move things around in. And it slowly eases you into this environment of realizing that there are all sorts of things that are going to come up, and you have to be ready for them.
And it's great for couples to be able to work side by side. And I mean, if we just kind of look back into history and the way that things, you know, like, for example, my husband, he hunts. I do not, nor do I want to. I think he could pick up a rabbit and kill it fairly easily, where I couldn't. I would cry. And it just is what it is.
Well, you know, you don't have to assign gender roles. I love baking and canning, and my wife has a compound bow and loves shooting Bambi. So you never know. But, yeah, as a family unit, you work as a team. And there's a division of labor, and being able to work together and to have a hobby. And being prepared really can be a hobby. I mean, it does take some financial doing to be able to buy things like a year's supply of food. But if you look at it as something that you enjoy doing together, and time well spent, time spent as a family picking berries or making jams, I mean, it's very wholesome.
Yeah. So, Matthew, you think your wife would be able to shoot Bambi?
Probably she would be okay with that. She's not a big hunter. I think she likes to shoot. I take her shooting with me. I don't know if she's ever been hunting. She's never gone hunting with me that I can recall. She definitely likes to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, I love venison. I have a suspicion that your wife would, if nothing else, be able to act the part. Because I saw the two of you on the True Prep commercial that was airing on The Walking Dead, and she did an excellent job.
Well, thank you.
You both did.
I thought she did a good job as well. She was very disappointed in her performance. She thought it was horrible, but I told her I thought she did a great job.
Well, that's common in all forms of media. Everyone is their own harshest critic, or so I've been told multiple times by Joey over here. So,
is that something that they could actually see on the True Prep website? Is it up?
Do you know? Gentlemen? Well, it's definitely on YouTube. So if you went to our YouTube channel, the True Prep YouTube channel, it's there. I'm not sure if it's probably on Facebook. I'm sure we linked it on Facebook. So if you check this out on either one of those, you'll find it.
If you search YouTube for True Prep and zombies, I think it comes
you'll
up
definitely
in the top
find
three.
It. Yeah. So no, that was a lot of fun shooting that commercial, and she she enjoyed it, but she, you know, of course she goes, oh, I look horrible and I did a horrible job.
Oh, she was awesome. She was awesome. Well, was she sort of a preparedness mindset when you all decided to start the business?
She would not have called herself a prepper. She probably still doesn't. I mean, she is probably a lot like Joey's wife. I mean, my wife is from South Georgia. So, I mean, like my family, her family had gardens and did canning and, you know, dehydration and things like that. I mean, so she's not, it's not something she's not familiar with. She is familiar with it. She probably doesn't view it the same way as you know, like say I do. I think guys are more gear centric and more defense centric and things like that. She views it, like I say, like a mom, and I think she really starts thinking about that differently when you have kids. And to me, I mean, having kids changed my worldview on everything, and I think that's probably one of the things that changed her view as well on the preparedness side, is because you start thinking, well, I've got these little kids that are now my responsibility, and if, you know, fill in the blank happens, what am I going to do about it? And I, again, it comes back to me to being a motherly, whether you have children or not. I think women are all very motherly, you know, whether they have kids or not. I think it's just something instinctual to take care of their young, take care of themselves so that they can take care of their young. And so I think that they morph into a prepper, whether they call it that or not, and start looking for ways to be prepared for what comes about. And I'll tell you, you know, I know we sat through here in Metro Atlanta, the ice storm about, was it maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, where we were stuck in our house. We couldn't get up our driveway for like 3 days. I had to go out with a shovel and crack the ice and scoop it up so that we could get out of our driveway. And I think seeing things like that, she realizes, well, hey, if we didn't have some food and we didn't have some water and didn't have things like that, you know, nobody, she knows nobody, you know, she's from the country. Ain't nobody coming to help you. You know, you're out in the middle of nowhere, like Joey mentioned. Ain't nobody coming to help you. So if you ain't got it yourself, mm-hmm. it ain't coming. So, I mean, she probably wouldn't call herself a prepper, but she's got that mindset that, you know, I think a lot of people do. Whether they realize it or not,
Going back to what we were talking about just a few minutes ago, when you took over the store location, you said that there were some products you wish they carried and some things you didn't know why they carried. And I know that one of the main changes was that you guys started offering classes. Tell me a little bit about how you feel True Prep fits into the community.
Well, the classes are the big thing. I see two things. Classes is number one, so I'll talk about those for a second. If you go out and you can find a lot of this information, it's on the internet, but there's too much information almost. I mean, you've got to know what you're looking for. When you come into a class at True Prep, I mean, we've got people who know what they're talking about. No matter what the subject matter is, we've gone out and found people who know that subject, whether it's canning or you know, self-defense or reloading, whatever it is. We found people that we believe are competent in that. They can teach you start to finish. You don't have to go hunting on the internet, trying to parse through the info and figuring out, well, is this guy crazy? Does this guy know what he's talking about? You know, and you try to pull it all together. It's very difficult for somebody who's very new to prepping, very hard. We try to give it to them concise, but yet a full view, start to finish. The second thing is coming and getting the products that you can't go see in a store anywhere else. You might see them on a website. You might see them on a manufacturer's website. You might see them on a retailer's website. But it's not the same as having your hands on it and looking at it, reading the label, touching it, and feeling it. So we offer that ability. People can come in and play, whether it's knives or whether it's food or whether it's actually looking at, say, a water filter and seeing how it all fits together and looking at the example. We may have some water sometimes, you know, run it through one of these filters and see how it tastes. I mean, you can't do that, you know, on the internet. So, I mean, we get a chance for people to touch things and make it tangible.
And the other interesting part of all that is that True Prep has a commitment to making sure that there is sufficient stock of all these products. So when you come in, you know that you're going to find the knives you're looking for. You know that there's going to be the water filters you're hunting. And it's not just there's one in a store or you might be able to find this someday. The store is full. The products are there. The people are knowledgeable. And it's a good place for everyone to coalesce around these classes. We're coming up on a commercial break, everybody, and we appreciate your attention. When we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit more about how small businesses are being affected by the government and the ways that we can help our small business partners. You're listening to Ready Radio, sponsored by True Prep, the emergency preparedness store on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now, back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
Welcome back, folks. We're here in studio with Matthew and Joey, the owners of True Prep, and we're talking a little bit about how their business got started and what they're doing for the community. Guys, you told us that, you know, you had this opportunity to pick up this store, and that was the Marietta location, and that's how we got started. I know that we're up to three stores. How did we get from where we were to where we are?
Well, I think, Doug, I mean, when, you know, we had so much fun with the first store, we wanted to try to do it over and over. I mean, really, the idea is with True Prep is it's about community. With a store like True Prep, the type of products we sell, it's new to a lot of people. It's not the kind of thing that you could just go to a website, although we do have a website at trueprep.com. That's TRUprep.com.
Thanks, but Joey.
I want to make sure I get that in there. But it's hard to experience and understand what you're looking at when you go to a website. I mean, you don't get the same experience you do, going to a website that you do going into a store and talking to knowledgeable people about products, especially when you're new to prepping. Our goal is to try to reach out and into the community and have a place for people to come where they could go to classes, they can see our products and look at them and handle them firsthand, speak to people who are knowledgeable in the stores that understand what they're there for. They're there because they feel a need to prepare from some event that may or may not happen in the future, and they just want to make sure that they and their families are covered.
Sure. So let me ask you a question here. You're talking about the knowledgeable people in the stores and how you've expanded into three locations. How difficult is it to find good help when you go to these new locations?
Well, it's not as difficult as you might think. There are quite a few people that come by our stores that are asking for jobs all the time. So I think that a lot of people that are passionate about prepping and emergency preparedness, it's kind of like, you know, you look at somebody, if you're a prepper and you meet another prepper, you're instantly know each other. You know, you're on the same wavelength, so to speak. So when another prepper comes in and they're interested in the job, you know, most of the people we hire, this is almost a dream job to them. It's, you know, something that they live and they do every day, but now they get to do it and get paid to do it. So it's not as difficult as you might think. We don't really look for, when we hire people for our retail stores, you know, it's obviously great to have somebody who is a salesman or has experience dealing with customers, but we really look for people that are just, you know, knowledgeable about prepping and interested in spreading the word and getting other people into it.
Now, is your Jasper store fully staffed at this time?
That's a very good question, Doug. I'm glad you asked. We actually just opened the Jasper store this past weekend, and it's right there off Main Street in downtown Jasper. Be sure to check our website. We've got directions right there. But we really do not, we have not yet hired staff. We're in the process this week of interviewing. If you are interested, anyone out there is interested in a job with True Prep at the Jasper location, be sure to send us send us your info. You can email that to jobs@trueprep.com. That's TRUprep.com. And we'd be more than happy to talk to you.
And I've been pulling up a map here. I noticed, you know, we've got Marietta, we've got Roswell, we've got Jasper. There seems to be kind of a grouping in the northwest corner of Atlanta. Is that by design, or is there more coming in the future?
Well, the first few stores really have come about because of opportunity. When opportunity presents itself, we jump at it and take advantage of that opportunity. However, we want to start and grow outside of our original location. It's obviously easier to start up other stores that are close by to you, but we are looking to reach out all over Atlanta.
I'm just thinking out loud here, but it would be nice to have something over maybe on 85 and in the Gwinnett area or Hall County, and then you've got the entire south side of the town.
And that's definitely something we've thought about and will probably do in the future. You know, we started over in Marietta for obvious reasons. That's where the original store was. Joey and I are both in the northwest, you know, quadrant of Metro Atlanta. So it is no secret that that's where we're from. So that's kind of how things started on that side of town. And as Joey said, as opportunities presented themselves, we do want to reach out to the rest of Metro Atlanta community, whether it's Gwinnett, whether it's south of the city. You know, we have several people say, hey, come open a store, you know, south of Metro Atlanta, because we'd love to have you down here. So, you know, not only are we looking at local stores like that, you know, we've also started the research on franchising nationwide and kind of bringing, you know, the products, what we think are good products and knowledge, you know, to other communities around the country, you know, outside of Metro Atlanta. So hopefully that's something we'll be able to do one of these days. It takes a lot of time. And, you know, Joey mentioned about, oh, we had so much fun with one, we wanted to do another. Sometimes I think we're gluttons for punishment and and aren't very bright. And that's why we started two more, because it is a lot of work, but it's fun. There's a lot of, we wouldn't do it if we didn't enjoy it, but it is a lot of work. But hopefully one of these days we can start looking at nationwide franchises.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're looking at franchising maybe around the Georgia area instead of just nationwide, if there are people who want to pursue these opportunities or contact you, is there an email address that they should be sending their inquiries to?
Absolutely. You can, if you are interested in franchising, you can go to our website, truprep.com. There's a contact us link there. You can go there and reach out to us, or you can just send an email to info@truprep.com. You know, let us know where you are, what you're interested in. We get quite a few interested inquiries about franchising. So I think it is something that we see in the future. We're working towards that. So if anyone out there is interested, you know, go ahead and contact us and let us know.
And I'm sure you're going to get a lot of response, because there are a lot of people out there who see the opportunities here in small business. And that's kind of shocking in a lot of ways, because we watch, you know, the way government treats small business, and then you've got, you know, the bigger businesses who come and try to shut out small business. And it's really a dog-eat-dog world for the small entrepreneur to be able to start up their own little store and to be able to weave their way through the tax structure and to be able to get through all of the regulations, you know, the fees for putting up signs, the fees for doing everything. I mean, practically, if you want to blow your nose as a small businessman, there's a fee for that. And you look at the people who are still out there who have the hunger and the drive to succeed, who want to do something on their own, really creating a prepper business. The people who see that you can't depend on the government for your livelihood. You can't depend on a big business, you know, a big box store to make sure that you have a paycheck every week. You want to go out there and create something for yourself. You want to do good for your community. You want to be something more. And you watch all of these bureaucrats who wheel and deal. All the Mr. Wheelers out there who are small-minded and have no sense of justice or what's right in the world, who try to drive these businesses out of business and who forsake good talent just to appease the machine. And then you have small businessmen who are out there trying to create something meaningful and real and who help individuals. And I think that that is just one of the highest callings that we can achieve. Right, Amy?
Yes, I agree.
Absolutely. That was a nice speech, Doug. Doug's pretty passionate about that. You should have seen Doug's face. That was a pretty good speech.
Well, I've had a lot of time to think about these wheelers and dealers in life, and it really does get to a person after a while when you realize just what a small-minded bureaucrat can do to a person or to a business or to a society in general.
And I'll say, I mean, you're right. Being a small business, in some instances, is not easy. You don't have the buying power that large companies do. I mean, and there are some products where it is very hard for us to compete, like on a price wise, because we just can't buy it like Walmart can buy. We can't buy it by the truckloads and off the container ship.
Yeah, and I'm also kind of surprised to hear that too, because walking into True Prep, let me tell you, it seems like the prices are extremely competitive.
And we do get that. We get a lot of people who tell us that, and we try to be as competitive as possible, and we are very competitive.
Yeah, I know the prices are great
on most
in your
things.
Stores.
So we get a lot of people telling us that our prices are really good, but it's not easy. Like, just because, like I say, we go look at some stuff, and, you know, Walmart can buy it, like I say, by the container ship. And so it's difficult for us, but it's doable. You just got to try. You just got to you know, try to save money where you can and to offer good prices.
Gentlemen, we are out of time, I'm afraid. It has been a true pleasure to have you in studio with us today to be able to talk about TruePrep. I know that we've kind of glossed over some of our usual segments like the TruePrep product of the week, but I think that the product of the week really this week is TruePrep. When you look at what TruePrep has done, the way that they have worked for the community and worked for individuals, the way that they are hiring new people and extending the prepper mindset, it is really a fantastic thing. Folks, check us out online. Go to readyradio.net. Follow us on Facebook. Shoot us an email. Join our email list. And we will see you again next week.
You've been listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by TruePrep. For all your prepping needs, visit TruePrep online at truprep.com or visit a TruePrep store in Roswell or Marietta. Tune in each week as Doug and Amy get you ready for anything that comes your way. Ready Radio, Thursdays at noon, only on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.